Part 2, Pre-Constitution Conventions, Colonial History. As early as 1677, the North American British colonies sent commissioners or delegates to gatherings, usually with three or more colonies attending the conclaves. Their purpose was to resolve common issues at this temporary assembly. At the conclusion of these short meetings, the groups would dissolve themselves. These conclaves were generally regional and were referred to as a congress or a council or a convention. During this period, a congress was understood to mean a, quote, diplomatic meeting of governments on equal terms, end quote. The delegates were known as commissioners, as the colonies authorized them to be their representatives as defined by a commission containing instructions and limitations. In the early days of the conventions, most issues revolved around colonial safety and peaceful relationships with Indians, Canadians, and the French. Most of the meetings occurred in New York City, Boston, or Albany, due to the close proximity of the Iroquois tribes and their frequent participation. As the colonies grew and matured over the decades, the issues moved to the economy, trade boycotts, increasing British authority, and a growing anxiety over taxation and the loss of various liberties. As colonial tensions grew with Britain, conventions became the way of managing adversity through discussions and strategic planning. What follows are some of the more notable conventions found and reported on by Rob Nadelson and others in the prelude leading up to the founding era. Chapter 7, 1677, Albany, New York. This is an example and rare find of an early convention. A 1677 treaty between the five nations of the Iroquois and the Delaware Lenape on one side and the colonies of Virginia and Maryland, allied with the Susquehannock on the other. The call was to negotiate peace. The resulting treaties marked a new era, enabling the Chesapeake area to have nearly 80 years of peace. New Yorkers and the Iroquois dominated the region and influenced future conventions, but not dictatorially. The protocols were simple and followed much the same course of presetting the agenda, discussion, and a final agreement. Finding equal footing was a difficult task for both sides. There were three parties involved at the Albany Convention: Virginia, Maryland, and five Indian nations of the region.